Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. Beep. That's a sound that Lana Devine dreads hearing. It's the sound her kidney dialysis machine makes when it loses power. Lana is one of several people talking about the impact of last weekend's storms in this morning's papers. She's interviewed in The Independent. Lana's dialysis machine beeped during the storm on Friday morning while Lana was connected to it, and she had to disconnect by torchlight, being careful not to get infected. In other pieces on the storm, musician Paddy Cullivan is writing in The Star about living with medieval candlelight and poor musical choices on a wind-up radio. He says he's in Furbo in Galway, only 10 kilometres from Galway City, but the contrast between rural and urban couldn't be greater. And that's a theme taken up by other columnists in today's papers. Moira Trasnichelli in The Independent says Storm Éowyn has shown that our leaders couldn't care less about rural Ireland. And Fiona Looney in The Mail writes that while she might envy people in rural Ireland at times, this week she was glad she lives in Dublin. She says if this shiny city of tech giants and data centres had been hit with power outages, would everyone have been reconnected a hell of a lot sooner? But perhaps Fiona doesn't live in the Dublin suburb of Artane, because parts there have been without power since Friday, according to reporter Jack White in the Irish Times. He says this has badly affected a group of retired nuns living in a convent there and a local woman who's 94 who uses an electric hoist and has been bedbound since Friday. There are several surveys reported on in the papers this morning. Our attitudes to sexual assault are covered in The Independent. Apparently, many of us think that people often make up accusations of non-consensual sex. It's almost a half of men and a third of women, according to research by the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Their research also shows that while almost everyone thinks that you can change your mind if you've already given consent, there is a significant minority of young men who believe that once you've said yes, you can't then say no. Doctors and mental health and comedy appear in two pieces in The Examiner. The paper reports on research that most Irish doctors will not take sick leave for mental health problems, even if they feel it means providing a lower standard of patient care. A few pages on, one doctor is mentioned in a piece about comedian Dermot Whelan. Dermot Whelan recalls visiting his GP and starting to cry, saying he couldn't cope with the stress of his life. She then told him that she was completely burnt out and wondering how she could face a waiting room full of patients. They both looked at each other, and then Dermot offered to write the GP a prescription for a naggin of vodka and 20 fags and to come back to him in 2 weeks. He says it was a wow moment for him, understanding that being busy didn't necessarily mean being successful. And back to research, and The Star reports that according to a survey from a vitamin company, most people hate the month of February. They call it the Monday of all months and wish they could skip it and go straight to March. And all the papers today cover the latest OPW spending controversy. A wall in Dublin that cost almost $500,000 to demolish and rebuild. The headline over that story in the Irish Sun, Blunder Wall.
And we will be discussing that wall later in the programme. Thank you, Ronan Kelly.